Arithmetics diagram. Bind points and circles. Advanced notes. Many mistakenly assume that a circle must be oriented with one of the bind points northward or toward one's opponent. That is, however, false. Once again, arithmetists must be careful not to draw actual dots on the completed diagram. These here are used only for illustration purposes. It is important for other lines to touch the circle only at bind points, otherwise the circle's integrity will be weakened, forming a point where an opponent can attack, and much more easily breach the line of warding. For example, the two-point circle in this diagram has two smaller circles attached on the outside, but they are not attached directly across from each other. The circle that is misaligned creates a weak junction. Chapter 3. History class passed quickly that day. They were reviewing for the next day's final exam. Once it was over, Joel went to math, his last period. This semester focused on geometry. Joel had mixed feelings about math class. Geometry was the foundation of arithmetics, so that was interesting. The history of geometry had always fascinated him, from Euclid and the ancient Greeks all the way forward to Monarch Gregory and the discovery of arithmetics. There was just so much busy work, endless problems that held no interest for him.
"Today, we're going to review formulas for figuring area," said Professor Layton from the front of the class.
Formulas for figuring area. Joel had memorized those practically before he could walk. He closed his eyes, groaning. How many times would they have to go over the same things? Professor Layton, however, didn't let his students lounge about, even though most of their coursework, including the final exam, was already done. He insisted on spending the last week of class covering an exhaustive review of everything they'd learned. Honestly, who reviewed after the final exam?
"We get to start today with conic sections," Layton said.
He was a large-framed man, a tad overweight. Joel always thought Layton should have been a coach, not a professor of mathematics. He certainly had the motivational speaking part down.
"Remember the great thing about cones?" Layton asked,
gesturing at a cone he'd drawn on the board.
"You can make so many things just slicing a cone at given points. Look! Slice it in the middle, and you have a circle. Cut it at an angle, and you've got an ellipse. Isn't that incredible?"
The students regarded him blankly.
"I said, isn't that incredible?"
He got some half-hearted responses of, "Yes, Professor Layton." The thing was, Professor Layton thought that every aspect of mathematics was incredible. He had boundless enthusiasm. Couldn't he have applied it to something useful, like arithmetic duels? The students slumped in their desks. Interspersed through them were several youths in white skirts and pants with gray sweaters. Arithmetists. Joel leaned back, covertly studying them as Layton went on about different ways to dissect a cone. The arithmetic campus had its own specialized classes for the arithmetists, or dusters, as some called them. Those courses took up the first hour of each period. During the second hour of each period, then, the arithmetists attended general education courses with the ordinary students. Joel always felt it must be hard for them, studying all of the ordinary subjects as well as their arithmetic learning. But it did make sense that the arithmetists were held to higher standards than everyone else. After all, the master himself had chosen them. They really shouldn't be in here, Joel thought. Since they were in his class, he knew their names, but he knew basically nothing else about them, except that they were in an ordinary math class, and that was important. Arithmetics was founded on the concepts of geometry and trigonometry, and the arithmetic classes contained a huge portion of advanced arithmetic studies. The only reason dusters would end up taking Professor Layton's class would be because they needed basic remedial help in formulas and shapes. The two boys, John and Luke, generally sat together in the back corner of the room, looking like they'd rather be anywhere than stuck in a math class with a bunch of non-arithmetists. Then there was the girl, Melody. She had red curls and a face Joel rarely saw, since she spent most of each period leaned over, drawing doodles in her notebook. "Could I maybe figure out a way to get one of them to tutor me?" Joel thought. "Talk to me about arithmetics? Maybe he could help them with their math in exchange."
"Now," Professor Layton said, "let's review the formulas for a triangle. You learned so much this year. Your lives will never be the same again."
If only they'd let Joel into a higher-level class. But the higher-level classes were all on the arithmetic campus, off-limits to general students. Hence the letter to Fitch, which Joel still carried in his pocket. He glanced at it as Professor Layton wrote some more formulas on the chalkboard. None of those formulas came to life, moved about, or did anything else unusual. Layton was no arithmetist. To him, and to Joel, and to most everyone alive, the board was just a board, and chalk just another writing utensil.
"Wow," Layton said, surveying his list of formulas. "Did I mention how incredible those are?"
Someone in the class groaned. Layton turned, smiling to himself.
"Well, I suppose you're all waiting for summer electives. Can't say that I blame you. Still, you're mine for today, so everyone get out your notebooks so I can check off last night's assignment."
Joel blinked, then felt a stab of alarm. Last night's assignment. His mother had even asked if he'd had one. He had promised he'd do it. Yet he'd put it off, telling himself that he'd work on it later, during his free period. Instead, he'd gone to watch Fitch. Oh, no. Layton moved through the class, glancing at each student's notebook. Joel slowly pulled out his own notebook and opened it to the right page. 10 unworked problems lay there. Undone, ignored. Layton stepped up to Joel's desk.
"Again, Joel?"
Layton asked, sighing. Joel glanced down.
"See me after class," Layton said, moving on.
Joel sank down in his seat. Only 2 more days. He just had to survive 2 more days and pass his class. He'd meant to get the assignment. He really had. He just, well, hadn't. It shouldn't matter. Layton put a lot of emphasis on tests, and Joel had achieved a perfect score on every single one. One more missed assignment wouldn't mean much for his grade. Layton moved up to the front of the room.
"All right, well, we've got 10 minutes left. What to do? Let's work some practice problems."
This time he got more than a few groans.
"Or," Layton said, "I suppose I could let you go early, since this is the last period of the day and summer is right around the corner."
Students who had spent the entire period staring at the walls suddenly became alert.
"Very well, go,"
Layton said, waving. They were gone in a matter of seconds. Joel remained seated, going through excuses in his head. Through the cramped window, he could see other students moving out on the green outside. Most classes were finished with end-of-term tests, and things were winding down. Joel himself only had one test left in history. It wouldn't prove much of a problem. He'd actually studied for it. Joel stood and walked to Professor Layton's desk, carrying his notebook.
"Joel, Joel," Layton said, expression grim. "What am I to do with you?"
"Pass me?" Joel asked. Layton was silent. "Professor," Joel said, "I know I haven't been the best with my assignments."
"By my count, Joel," Professor Layton interrupted, "you've done 9 of them. 9 out of 40.
9? Joel thought. "I have to have done more than that." He thought back, considering the term's work. Math had always been his easiest subject. He'd given very little concern for it. "Well," Joel said, "I guess maybe I was a little too lazy."
"You think?"
Layton said. "But my test scores," Joel said quickly. "I've gotten perfect marks."
"Well, first off," Layton said, "school isn't just about tests. Graduation from Armedius is an important, prestigious achievement. It says that a student knows how to study and follow instructions. I'm not just teaching you math. I'm teaching you life skills. How can I pass someone who never does their work? It was one of Layton's favorite lectures. Actually, Joel's experience was that most professors tended to think their subject was vitally important to a person's future. They were all wrong, except for the arithmetists, of course. I'm sorry, Joel said. Well, you're right. I was lazy. But you can't really go back on what you said at the beginning of the term, right? My test scores are good enough to let me pass. Layton laced his fingers in front of him. Joel, do you know how it looks to an instructor when a student never does their practice assignments, yet somehow manages to get perfect marks on their tests? Like they're lazy? Joel asked, confused. That's one interpretation, Layton said, shuffling a few sheets of paper out of a stack on his desk. Joel recognized one of them. My final exam. Yes, Layton said, placing Joel's exam on the desk beside another one, done by another student. The other student had gotten good marks, but not perfect. Can you see the difference between these two tests, Joel? Joel shrugged. His was neat and orderly, with an answer written at the bottom of each problem. The other test was messy, with jotted notes, equations, and scribbles filling the allotted space. I'm always suspicious when a student doesn't show their work, Joel, Layton continued, voice hard. I've been watching you for weeks now, and I haven't been able to figure out how you're doing it. That leaves me unable to make an official accusation. Joel felt his jaw slip down in shock. You think I'm cheating? Layton began to write on his paper. I didn't say that. I can't prove anything, and at Armedius we don't make accusations we can't prove. However, it is within my power to recommend you for a remedial geometry tutelage. Joel felt his hopes of a free elective begin to crack, replaced with the horrifying image of spending each and every summer day studying basic geometry. Area of a cone, area of a triangle, radius of a circle. No, Joel said, you can't. I can indeed. I don't know where you got the answers or who was helping you, but we're going to be spending a lot of time together, you and I. You'll come out of your summer elective class knowing geometry one way or another.
I do know it, Joel said, frantic.
Look, what if I do my homework right now? There's still a few minutes left of class. Then I'll have another assignment done. Will that let me pass?
He snatched a pen from its place on Layton's desk, then opened the notebook.
Joel, Layton said sufferingly.
First problem, Joel thought. Find the area of the three highlighted sections of the cone.
The figure was of a cone with two segments removed, with lengths and measurements of the various sides given at the bottom. Joel glanced at the numbers, did the calculations, and wrote a number. Layton put a hand on his shoulder.
Joel, that's not going to help.
He trailed off as Joel glanced at the second question. The computation was easy. Joel wrote down the answer. The next figure was of a cube with a cylinder cut out, and the problem asked for the surface area of the object. Joel scribbled down an answer for that one.
Joel, Layton said, where did you get those answers? Who gave them to you?
Joel finished the next two problems.
If you'd already gotten the answers from someone, Layton said, why didn't you just write them down earlier? You went to all the trouble of cheating, then forgot to actually do the assignment?
I don't cheat, Joel said, scribbling the next answer. Why would I need to do something like that?
Joel, Layton said, folding his arms, those problems are supposed to take at least 5 minutes each. You expect me to believe you're doing them in your head?
Joel shrugged.
They're basic stuff.
Layton snorted. He walked to the board, drawing a quick cone, then writing some numbers on the board. Joel took the opportunity to finish the next three problems of his assignment. Then he glanced at the board.
201.1 centimeters, Joel said before Layton even finished writing.
Joel looked back down at his paper, figuring the last problem.
You need to practice your sketches, Professor. The proportions on that cylinder are way off.
Excuse me?
Layton said. Joel joined Layton at the board.
The slant length is supposed to be 12 centimeters, right?
Layton nodded.
Then proportionally, Joel said, reaching up and redrawing the cone, the radius of the bottom circle needs to be this long, if you want it to accurately reflect a proportionate measurement of 4 centimeters.
Layton stood for a moment, looking at the corrected diagram. Then he pulled out a ruler and made the measurements. He paled slightly.
You could tell my eye that my drawing was off by a couple centimeters?
Joel shrugged.
Draw me a line 1/3 the length of the slant length, Layton ordered.
Joel drew a line. Layton measured it.
Accurate, he said. To the millimeter. Can you do a circle with that radius?
Joel did so, drawing a wide circle on the board. Layton measured the circle by getting out a string. He whistled.
Joel, these proportions are perfect. The arc on your circle is almost as exact as if it were drawn by a compass. You should have been an arithmetist.
Joel glanced away, shoving his hands in his pockets.
About 8 years too late for that, he muttered.
Layton hesitated, then glanced at him.
Yes, he said, I guess it is. But, well, you mean to tell me you sat there in class all this time knowing how to do this?
Joel shrugged.
You must have been bored out of your mind.
Joel shrugged again.
I can't believe it, Layton said. Look, how about we do your summer elective as a trigonometry study?
I know trig already, Joel said.
Oh, Layton said. Algebra?
Know it, Joel said.
Layton rubbed his chin.
Look, Joel said, can I please just pass geometry? I have plans for summer elective. If I can't make them work, well, I'll do calculus or something with you.
Well, Layton said, still regarding the board, really is a shame you're not an arithmetist.
You're telling me.
Did you learn this from your father?
Layton asked.
I understand he was something of an armchair mathematician himself.
Kind of, Joel said.
Layton was new to the campus, having arrived at the academy just a few months back. He hadn't known Joel's father.
All right, Layton said, throwing up his hands. You can pass. I can't imagine spending 3 months trying to train you in something you already know so well.
Joel let out a deep sigh of relief.
Joel, just try to do your assignments, all right?
Joel nodded eagerly, rushing back to get his books from his desk. On top of them were the two books that belonged to Professor Fitch. Maybe the day wasn't a loss quite yet.